This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Halfway through the week already, big night for Steelers fans when the entire schedule will be revealed starting at 8 o'clock, and then we'll know. People make plans around this, the dates. We know who they're playing home and away. We just don't know in what order and what dates the games will be, how many prime time. The only thing we know for sure is they will play in Ireland on September 28th as the designated home team hosting the Minnesota Vikings. And that game will air at 9:30 Eastern on that Sunday morning. Be kind of fun looking forward to that. Earlier this morning, talked to a clinical pharmacist, an expert in drug pricing, affordability, and access. He's worked with healthcare systems and universities. And Robert Popevian is that man. And we had a chance to try to sort through what this executive order from the president will mean when it comes to pricing.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So when you first heard this executive order was going to be signed, and now it is, I think all of us are wondering, okay, what's the economic impact for each family and individuals, and what will the drug companies do? How is this going to roll out, do you expect?
Well, we'll have to see how it rolls out, first of all, but it will have implications for everyone. It will have implications on the revenue model of the pharmaceutical industry. It will have implications on patients because of if they are walking into a pharmacy and they have a deductible or they have no insurance, they may pay less. And it has significant implications for others within the whole what we call the middlemen, specifically pharmacy benefit management companies, state Medicaid programs, state Medicare programs, so on and so forth, hospitals, physicians, pharmacies. So everybody's going to be impacted from a revenue standpoint. We will have to wait and see. Remember, the federal government has limited ways they can impact the pricing. They can impact the pricing specifically on Medicare, which they already can do through the Inflation Reduction Act, but they have very little way of impacting it on the commercial side. So it will definitely help seniors, but we'll have to see long-term what happens with the rest of us.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing from experts that I have tried to reach out to, it's the middlemen that's the real issue. Can you explain kind of how that works currently for a pharmacy? And who are these middlemen and women?
Middlemen and women, that's interesting. Yes, so you're absolutely correct. The data is very clear. In the brand sector, so branded medicines, whenever brand company sells a drug, let's say they make a sell a drug for $100, they only book about 50 cents out of that, 50%. So they only make $50. So the other $50 goes somewhere else. Who that somewhere else is primarily the pharmacy benefit management companies and now the insurers, because they own each other. So there's four major pharmacy benefit management, insurer conglomerations, or oligopolies in the United States that control about 90% of the market. And that's CVS Health and CVS Caremark, OptumRx, United Healthcare, Cigna, Express Scripts, and Humana, which has its own pharmacy benefit management company. They get a lion's share of that $50 or that 50%. And the whole premise is that they get that money as a kickback to be to cover the medicine, whether they put it on a formulary, which is the different tiers. You know, if a lower tier patient pays less, higher tiers, they pay more. They pass on some of those kickbacks back to either employers, the federal government, or the state government. The problem is that we don't know how much is collected in total and how much is passed back because of this oligopoly and the black box effect that is in place where nobody in the world knows how much is money is exchanged. We all think we know, but we don't. Federal government doesn't, neither does the state government nor any commercial employer and everybody else. So that's who the middleman is. And because of the way that they work, if you think about it, if they make 50% of the retail price of the medicine, that means it is to their benefit to have higher prices and better margins.
That's the problem right there. It just as a citizen, I'm going, there's one of the issues, is it encourages them to keep prices high, right?
Absolutely. And that's the one of the proposals that I've put out multiple times is that the services of these PBMs should be based on a flat fee, not a percentage. As soon as you do that, the incentive goes away for them just to cover higher price medicines because they provide better margins for them. So this rebate contracting, unless rebate contracting goes away, we're going to be circling the drain because we're going to keep enticing people to have higher prices in the marketplace.
Well, that said, before you go, you're a clinical pharmacist. What is the difference between a clinical pharmacist and a pharmacist?
Not much. I mean, what I do, most of my work was in academia and in hospital setting in infectious diseases. So it was primarily doing research. But the training is the same. It's just that we do a little bit of a different work than, let's say, a retail pharmacist who works with patients directly in the community setting.
Well, if you don't mind, Robert, may reach out again as this thing unfolds in the next 29 days now since the executive order was signed. We'll see where it takes us.
Absolutely. Anytime. And, you know, I work with the Pioneer Institute. We're doing a lot of work on this, and we are going to unveil a tool that's going to allow patients and anyone, policymakers, to see what is the implications of the previous administration's drug price control program, the Inflation Reduction Act. Just to let you know, patients are going to pay and ending up paying more money actually out of pocket because of that.
Robert, thank you. Safe travels, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Listen for the Drive at 5, top stories of the day, driving the news every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. Paul, you'll be 90 noodles when the schedule comes out, but we'll be the first to sort through it in the morning.
You know, for me, I like the 1 o'clock games. 4 o'clocks aren't bad.
Thank you.
Right?
Yes.
But man, those night games, I mean, I miss them.
I really enjoy a Sunday 1 o'clock game. And occasionally a 4 o'clock game, okay. You got a West Coast team or whatever, they move it up into closer to prime time.
Yeah, the dreaded word, flex.
So, for those that don't know, the league, for some games, holds the ability to flex a game based on relevancy. So later in the season in particular, if there are matchups, and I get it end.
Two teams that are trying to get into the playoffs and they're playing each other, it's a high-stakes game, they're going to elevate it. I get that.
Yeah, so, I mean, that certainly makes sense. So we'll see. After this, then everyone will wait for the announcement of the official dates for Steelers summer camp in Latrobe. And then after that, they can finally rest. And then they could talk about the quarterbacks for the rest of the way.
till the season opens.
Did you see the any of the pictures that Marty Griffin posted on social media yesterday?
Yes, hilarious.
About Aaron Rodgers.
Hilarious.
One of them had him eating a sandwich of some kind. I don't know if it was a Primanti's.
One had him as the new bench coach for the Pirates.
And then there was another one that somebody put together that made him look like he was out with a realtor looking at properties.
Right.
Mount Lebanon.
The other one that I laughed out loud when I saw, he was in Giant Eagle signing up for fuel perks. This is where this city is, though.
It's been dragging on long enough for it to be fun now.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yes.
Will he or won't he? I mean, earlier this week you were going on about, or last week rather, about putting a smokestack up at Dacrisure Stadium,
right.
And then when he decides one way or the other, we have black or gold.
Gold smoke comes out. Aaron Rodgers has signed. So wait for that near the clock down there, the countdown clock for the draft that's right in front of the stadium between
that thing is
there and the river.
Huge.
It's a big deal. It's like big as the old Kaufman's clock downtown.
Okay, so
I have a question for you.
Wait a minute. Oh, that is a Primanti sandwich, by the way.
Is that what he was eating?
Yeah, Patrick O'Connor, Marty's number one guy, also shows a picture here of Aaron in the Steel Phantom.
Fake news.
And then out at Sandcastle on the beach.
How about this whole series while we're talking about this stuff? And this stuff's funny. But what about, all of these stories about athletes who've given like $10 million to a homeless man and all that? I hate to tell everybody, those are all fake.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, get this one. There's a lot of fake videos popping up now. Like injured lions limping up to people for help. That kind of thing, right?
I missed that one. I'm still trying to shake my chimp videos. Somehow I keep getting sent these chimp videos.
Why?
Aaron, do you get any regular weird social media videos besides the one that Paul and I send you?
I have to admit, I get random food videos because, I might pause and look at one if I'm hungry during the day, and then that's it. You get chef cooking this. This is dipped in ranch, fried chicken here, and I'm just like, wow, I got to get out of this now.
Well, yesterday it wasn't a chimp, but it was a kangaroo who, they box like.
So you love nature and you love animals.
Yeah, but their back legs, they do.
Yeah. I'll never forget the late Bruno Sammartino telling me about the time he was supposed to wrestle a chimp. And when they pulled the canvas off the cage, it was an orangutan.
Uh-oh.
And he said the first thing that happened, I opened the door, it pummeled me with its feet.
wait, a quick story on this. Have you guys seen The Revenant with
Yes.
the bear mauling him?
Yes.
Might be the craziest scene I have ever seen in my life.
And because of that, I didn't watch the movie. I didn't want to do something I couldn't unsee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, it's raw.
It's so raw and
right?
dark.
That's what I thought.
It is. Like,
this guy survives all this stuff.
After watching it, I think I sat there and couldn't say anything.
Attacked by Native American. I mean, it's
a huge bear.
You know, that's another one that brings to mind.
A grizz.
What was the one? Robert Redford in Jeremiah Johnson.
That's old school.
And but that's kind of up the same route. And ooh. Boy, I'll tell you what, tough to watch. There's some awfully... Eesh.
Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant.
I mean, I looked and I said, he won an Oscar for this. Okay, well-deserved. That one, I think, made a lot of sense.
It reminded me of when I told you guys yesterday when the new Walking Dead or whatever the new zombie series is.
The Last of Us.
I walked through the... That's it.
Yes.
I walked through the family room and all I hear is... zombies gnawing on people.
That's what people want to see these days.
And your wife doesn't miss an episode of this one, right?
No, and I would have never pinned her for that. I mean, she's kind of a no-nonsense type person. Doesn't tolerate nonsense very well.
But people eating people, she's here for it.
Oh, yeah.
She's here for it.
It's good. And then now it's The Pit. Which is the medical drama series.
It's like set in an emergency room, right?
Yeah, and it's set in Pittsburgh at Allegheny General Hospital.
So they filmed like exterior scenes and some interior scenes there, but then the majority of the production is being done elsewhere, if I understand right.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it's so intense. I'm like, I don't know if... And each episode is 1 hour of the day. So this whole season is one day. And you're with them for the whole hour.
Oh, that is slick.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's intense, though, man. I mean, I'm not super queasy, but they were cutting off a guy's fingertip yesterday. And I got a little, after we just had finger foods.
Save us, Ellen.
And 10 till 2, it's Marty Griffin. We'll check in with Marty in just a few minutes. And I look forward every Wednesday at this time. Marty's wife, Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, here to talk about Kidsburg. Thanks, morning.
Larry.
You got a busy schedule coming up.
Yes.
Another graduate.
High school graduate. Yeah, Chloe's graduating from Mount Lebanon High School, and we'll be going to Pitt, so we're super excited.
That's official.
Oh, it's official. Yeah, she's definitely going to Pitt. Yeah, wow, we'll have two at Pitt.
Big sister.
Yep.
Who by then will be, what, a junior already?
Yep,
that's
she'll be a junior.
Crazy.
I know. We're so excited.
And then Vince is what? He's got a couple years
He's in ninth grade now.
So he's got
three more years.
Well, congrats.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, but we got the graduation party and prom and all that fun stuff.
I was thinking about that the other day because I have three brothers. So it was four boys. We're about 3 years apart.
Okay.
And the high school graduations were in our one-car garage with some... rigatoni and chicken and a quarter keg of beer. So things have come a long way.
Well, you know, I love it. People can do it casual. They can do it fancy, whatever floats your boat. You know, it's just a wonderful way to recognize them. Sophia didn't want a grad party, which is fine. But I will say I'm enjoying kind of like... I think it kind of helps you process. It's helping me process it. You know, I'm looking at pictures where she and I are talking about it together.
That's a great point.
I'm excited to see a lot of the parents of her friends and kind of like have that closure and celebrating her. So, yeah, I think there's something wonderful about that.
Hey, before we get into Kidsburg, did you see... The Wizard of Oz yet at the ballet, or is that coming up?
Oh, I'm going this Friday.
Oh, this Friday.
Yeah,
okay.
It's two weekends. Did you went?
No, next week.
Oh, this coming weekend too. Okay, good. Yeah, I'm excited. It's with the live orchestra at the Benedum Center. It's never been done as a ballet here in Pittsburgh.
So this is the first run, and you pointed something out really significant, and that is the live orchestra.
Right. You're getting to hear a live orchestra in one of the top ballet companies in the country. I think that's a great thing to do with kids this weekend. Also this weekend, I will say will be a great thing, is Idlewild is opening. I mean, honestly, this is one of my most fun memories of when the kids were little, is taking them to Idlewild. I'm sure for you too,
yes,
right?
Yes. And those parks were put there specifically back in the day for people to use the rail system.
Oh, so that makes sense.
They wanted you to have a destination if you didn't have business in the Ligonier area. In this case, those parks were put there to draw people from the cities out. And Idlewild is one of those parks.
I never knew that part of history.
It's still great for kids.
Well, and speaking of history, that carousel was built in 1931. And, you know, this is part of what makes Idlewild so special, is they've been refurbishing it. It's going to take several years because they have it done by hand by an artist, Ed Ostosky. We had a news story about him showing him hand painting these. I mean, it's just... that's the kind of place it is. It's not going to a factory where someone's, you know, it's being airbrushed or whatever. It's by hand. And I think that's what makes Idlewild such a special place. And keep mark your calendars on June 27th and through the 29th, the world's largest rubber duck will be there.
Oh,
remember when it was in Pittsburgh?
Yeah,
2013. It was huge. Yeah, so that's going to be super fun. They have some special discounted tickets for this weekend. So that's going to be a great time.
Well, I got good news weather-wise Saturday for the soak zone. It's going to be 80.
Oh, perfect.
So
that's going to be wonderful.
Summer-like.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is this fabric-related events?
Kind of unusual that there's two things related to sewing or fashion. So there's a really beautiful exhibit at the Heinz History Center called Louise Silk, A Patchwork Life. And it's all about this... quilter and her history connected to Judaism and Eastern Europe and Pittsburgh. And what's really cool is, as part of Remake Learning Days from Friday through Monday from 10 to 2, they have sewing lessons. You can learn how to sew. And, you know, I feel like it's kind of a lost art. A lot of kids aren't learning that. So that's going to be a really neat thing if kids have never done that, to go to the Heinz History Center. And then also on Sunday, get this, just $2. At the South Park Oliver Miller Homestead from 1:30 to 4:30, they're doing a fashion show of olden times fashion. We'll put it that way. So Penny River Costumes, they used to own and operate a Williamsburg-trained clothier. They're operated by a Williamsburg-trained clothier. And they're going to be showing the early American wardrobe and narrating what people used to wear back then. At the same time, they're also going to have sheep there. They're going to be showing live sheep shearing. So that's going to be a really cool event, too.
Sheep shearing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is fascinating if you follow how a cotton shirt is made, for instance. The process.
Yeah.
Or... using sheep's wool to make clothing. Just that whole process is...
it's so true.
It's fascinating.
It really is interesting.
All right, an interactive STEM theater production at Point Park.
And let me tell you, Larry, I got to go to this. This is unlike any theater production I've ever been to, and I've been to a lot of theater because I love theater. Okay, you walk in, and it's not on a stage. It's in a room, and you stand in the middle as the audience, and the performers are all interacting and performing around you. They're up on pedestals. They're coming up and down. They're going in and out. These are students, but they may as well be professionals because they're so unbelievable. I mean, you know, it's very difficult to get into the dance and theater program at Point Park. And it's interactive. You know, you can dance if you want, or you can just watch and sway and not do anything. It's totally your comfort level. And it's all about earth, fire, water, and wind. It is 50 minutes long, so, you know, definitely doable for kids and families. In fact, what's really cool is they've had a STEM program for a lot of different schools over 8 weeks where they were doing science experiments related to this, and it culminated in seeing the shows. And I got to go when Upper St. Clair students were there on a field trip. They loved it. They were dancing. They were blown away. Literally, I talked to them after. They're like, "Whoa, my mind is blown." It was really a very, very cool experience. And you know, if you have an older person or you know a baby or something, there are seats available if you need to sit too. But check it out. $40. There's about 8 different opportunities to go from Thursday to Sunday.
All right, it's all in kidsburg.org. Christine Sorensen, and you're going to stick around with Marty.
I am. Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to Marty, get a preview of Get Marty Next. 10 until 2. Marty Griffin in studio for a preview, along with his wife, Christine, and the effervescent Patrick O'Connor.
Is that what he is? Look up. Really? So you look up effervescent in the dictionary, his pictures beside?
Pretty much, yeah. What are you working on, Marty? Did you see Aaron Rodgers?
Yes. This morning, he was out, so we have no trash in our neighborhood. And when leaves fall, people catch them and put them in bags. He was catching leaves. The photograph yesterday of him in Mount Lebanon, that was our street. He tried to buy our house.
Didn't years ago that vampire kid, the actor?
Please.
Taylor Lautner.
He was sleeping down the street. My daughters sat on the curb looking to see if they could see his ankles.
Rocky Blyer, you got all this.
Muhammad Ali tried to buy a house on our street.
For real?
Oh, yeah, he was denied. Back in the day.
Really?
True story.
But Aaron
because
Rogers
he's black,
was,
honestly.
Was seen in the vicinity, you said.
Apparently he was cutting grass. I love Pittsburgh. I mean, don't you love that stuff?
Yeah.
I'm going to kick off the show talking about hypocrisy. So when my relatives had slot machines in bars and wrote numbers, because they did, and I'm proud of it, they all went to jail. And now the state goes after these mom and pops. It slays
me. And you know why?
Me.
Because they're in competition.
Right on. These mom and pops, and I've been at 800 of them, and I know guys that have them. They make $3,000-$4,000 a month, which is kind of cool. They're not grimy. They're not sleazy. They pay off. But every new attorney general in Pennsylvania says, let's go raid those mom and pops. We're going to talk about that. Then we were sitting at dinner last night. I have two daughters that are both teenagers, and both of them get bombarded with social media. I want to be your sugar daddy. I'll pay you $400 a month. And this is a big, big problem. You better check on your kids. And then my wife last night at dinner said to my son, I'm going to lick your lunch.
No, it was close.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for the answer.
Larry,
up.
My wife is volunteering to lick lunches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.